Yeah, this is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent, still in the streets. Troy, the rally's still going on. Lots of people. And I have some young people who going, real young people, going to tell me their thoughts on this. Yeah. Tell me your name.
I'm Davies, a.k.a. The Walking Bucket.
Okay, what's your name?
Kyrese.
So tell me what you, how do you tell me your thoughts on this rally that you had today?
The rally is good, it's powerful, because it's not right what the policeman did to the guy, the black guy, I forgot his name. Like, yeah, George Floyd. It's sad. It's actually sad what happened. It's sad.
And how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Uh-huh. And what school are you in?
I'm homeschooled, actually.
Oh, you homeschooled?
Yes.
Okay. Do y'all study any of this stuff in the history? You know, so history about
no.
Racism?
No, but she do. My mom do. My mom's my teacher.
That's my mom. Oh. He knows. He's just
yeah.
shy.
Oh, okay. He said he don't study this. He don't know racism. They don't do nothing. Not talk about racism in their school.
He's homeschooled, and what he means is when he has tested his indoctrination, his teacher threw him out of class. His teacher told him he had to leave class, and then he told the fellow students to laugh at him because he said, that's not what my mother has taught me, that Christopher Columbus did not find America.
Gotcha.
So when he says that he don't know it, he don't know the nonsense. He knows the realness.
Gotcha.
So tell him what you know. What has your mother told you? Why are you out here today? For what?
The truth and the truth only.
Right. And what is the truth? What are you?
I'm black.
You're black. And what have you learned that your mother's taught you that this land says or does against black people in this country where you walk?
Racism, no hatred to black people. My mom does not allow the word nigga in her house.
Now, do you realize that as we grow up and we get old, that it's going to be up to you to carry on this struggle?
Yes.
That's cute. We should get
it. And you got to know all these things, right?
That's why I gotta pay attention to school. When I was like in fourth grade, I could not pay attention. Fifth grade, not pay attention. Now I gotta pay attention because, like, I gotta be smart now.
Gotcha.
Gotta do smarter stuff.
Okay. You wanna say something?
Come on, you know. You know
okay,
what to say?
Can I ask you something?
You can ask me anything you like.
Yeah. So give me your thoughts on this, what's been happening, of this rally today and what's been happening over the past 12 days in the nation and in the world.
I think there's been preparation because people have frustration. They have built up anger. I feel that a lot of people are trying to come out of fear to resolve something that was never blueprinted for us. That's what I think. I think that we can't come for change. We got to come together as a unity and build, because there was no blueprint for all of us together as one. It still isn't. Black Lives Matters is funded by a white man who's racist. Black lives deserve to be lived just like everybody else, but not in anybody's movement but our own. So when we come together like this today, we come as a people of peace, because that's where we come from. We originate out of love and nothing but that. So I'm here to stand in and let everybody know that that's what it's about. I walk with you, I hear you, I see you, I feel you, because I have a black son. I know what it's like to love somebody outside yourself.
Well, all through our history, there have been rallies, demonstrations, even in the black community. And people said they're going to do things, and time again, they didn't. And then there also been kids killed, you know, over and over and over again. And we rallied and protested. Do you think this time is going to be different?
What I won't say I think. What I like to trust is that the eyes have been opening. 2020 is the year of the vision. We ought to see with our mind instead of our eyes. We're going to do less listening with our ears, and we're going to stay united, and we're going to push each other. It's all about the motivation, and we're going to help each other move forward, and that's it. We coming for the people at the top. We start small in our community, but we all know that it's the people at the top with the agendas that we are coming for, and we not stopping.
Right. And what's your name?
My name is Jamie.
Jamie.
Better known as Love.
Love. And are you in Troy?
I am. I'm a 518 right from birth.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you much. Have a great day. Peace.
It's a magnet.
And thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. This is your Roman labor correspondent. Still here in the park, in the Riverfront Park, where they just had a big, big rally. And they're winding down. And I'm here with one of the community leaders, Billy, who had a setup with Mr. Lee. And you know Mr. Lee, corner of 4th and Fulton. And Billy, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you, Brother Willie. It's been a beautiful day. We thank you, Willie, for always being out here amongst the community, covering these events, helping us spread the word about community involvement and community togetherness, community brotherly love and kindness.
Now, tell me, Billy, what was the setup today, and what was y'all, what were you doing at the rally?
So, we are Pastors for Peace, and so it's a collaboration of communities, of churches, and religious organizations. They came out. We were out here on Wednesday to turn around anybody or just be here, a safe space, if somebody wanted counseling or prayer and food. We'd be on site to give those and provide a safe space. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we know that we're covered. So we wanted to have a covering here in case anything got out of hand, in case somebody wanted to feel safe. They'd see some adults, some church people. They'd see community leaders here where they could feel safe and express themselves in peace and have some food.
Now, Billy, you know there is an issue that people been protesting for 12 days about police brutality. And they also had some protests in Troy. Now, what is your thoughts on this current situation that is going on in the nation, and how do it relate to Troy?
So, Troy. Troy has a myriad of problems, and it didn't just start. It's just systemic. It's in the institutions, it's in our government, it's in the business, it's in real estate, it's in when people have to get apartments, in the social justice, it's with the police. But today, and there's other matters where I've seen the police recently, we had to step up the plate to community involvement. We do know that there's some bad apples in every barrel. And that means there's bad apples in the black barrel, and in the white barrel, and in the police barrel, and on it goes. But we want to concentrate on positivity. So we're going to root out, we're going to pray out, we're going to get those devils out of the police, out of the social systems, out of the city administrations. Wherever we find these issues, it's time for them to go. They're dividing the country, and they're dividing the communities, rich against poor, black against white, and on it goes. We have class racism in individual color communities, meaning white communities, Latino communities. People are separated by their financial resources. They think differently. If somebody's making money, you won't see them out. If I guarantee this. If there's some black folk that got money, you probably won't see them out here today. But those of us that are suffering, that are, understand what's going on, those are the ones you'll see out here trying to help somebody else, lift somebody else up. So the police today, they were very peaceful. They pulled up with a van with 50 pizzas and maybe 100 cases of water. On Wednesday, the police chief brought me a brand new gas grill and provided hot dogs. The dialogue has to be established. We got a new police force. We got new guys that are coming on the police force. They're learning. They're more social conscious. I really think this thing is going to work out if we don't let the momentum die. We have to turn this into a movement. And what I'm seeing is people are fed up. They're fed up. It's boiled over, and they want change. Lasting change, not just lip service. They want lasting change, and I think it's going to happen this time. I have a great feeling.
Very interesting. All right, Billy. Thank you, man.